A steady protest has hung over an immigration lockup in Tacoma for more than a month. In March, hundreds of detainees went on a hunger strike. Outside the gates, supporters have gathered daily. Tomorrow, another large crowd is expected as part of a national campaign. It's grown out of frustration about an impasse on immigration reform. KUW's Liz Jones brings us the backstory about what sparked this protest and one family caught up in the struggle.
Just a mile north of the Tacoma Dome, you'll find one of the country's largest immigration detention facilities. The Northwest Detention Center currently holds about 1,300 people facing immigration charges. Most entered the U.S. illegally and will likely be deported. Past the security, Ramon Mendoza Pascual sits in a small interview room. He's thin, soft-spoken, and dressed in dark blue, the uniform for lowest security. He's been here 7 months. The toughest part, he says, is being away from his kids.
I've had days where I just wanted to give up, but my wife gave me strength to keep going.
Detainees held for this long often give up fighting their case and just sign the deportation papers. But Pascual had always said if he ended up in detention, he'd take a stand.
I always talked with my wife. I told her I'd do something. I wouldn't just be another number. This has to stop.
What he wants to stop is the escalating number of deportations and the growing number of families who are split apart. In March, he secretly helped organize a hunger strike here, passing a letter from cell block to cell block. Hundreds of detainees joined in. Pascual was one of the last holdouts, going 15 days without food.
Yeah, I lost weight, around 15 pounds.
The protesters also called for better conditions here, like better food and treatment by the guards. The center is run by a private, for-profit company with federal oversight from Immigration and Customs Enforcement. ICE officials have met with attorneys who represent the detainees' demands, but it's unclear if talks will continue or lead to any changes. This hunger strike prompted a visit from U.S. Congressman Adam Smith, who said he'll push for new standards for detention. Similar protests have also sprung up elsewhere, as detention centers themselves become symbols of this deportation issue.
Well, unfortunately, we need to have immigration detention centers because immigration enforcement just doesn't work on an honor system.
Jessica Vaughn is with the Center for Immigration Studies, a conservative-leaning think tank in Washington, D.C. Vaughn agrees with ICE's practice to detain individuals who may pose some risk.
They might reoffend and again harm people, or they might simply disappear into the community and they're still living here.
Vaughn says she'd like to see wider use of detention as a way to ensure those who are ordered to leave the country really do, even if that means families and U.S.-born kids are left behind. Pascual and his wife, Veronica Noriega, own a small mobile home in Auburn. Pascual works as a carpenter and Noriega in housekeeping at a hotel. They have three children, ages 13, 11, and 5. Only the youngest, Ashley, was born here and is a U.S. citizen. As we drive to Ashley's school, Noriega says her kids desperately want their dad home. She says, my older daughter, the 11-year-old, she's taken it the hardest. She cries all the time.
Okay, teacher, thank you.
Hoy vimos una movie de
On the way home, Noriega drops off a neighbor's son while Ashley and I wait in the car.
Ashley, ¿tú prefieres hablar inglés o español?
I ask Ashley if she prefers to speak English or Spanish.
Español.
Español.
Es que mi papá cuando estaba allá.
Spanish, she says. Then, Unprompted, she launches into a long story about the night her dad was arrested. County sheriffs picked up Pascual for driving under the influence. Records confirm they found him in a parked car. Pascual said he was waiting for his wife to get him, but the sheriffs arrived first. His case is still pending. Pascual was also convicted of a DUI in 2006. Back at their home, Noriega shows off her husband's handiwork. He built out the home's whole interior, ceiling to floor. Above the wood stove, candles glow in front of a Bible. It's a vigil for Pascual's return. They keep the main lights off, Noriega explains, to save on the utility bill. She says, we've had to ask for food stamps for the first time and go to the food bank. Noriega's picked up extra shifts at work, but money is still tight. They've burned through savings and sold what they could, including her husband's truck and tools. Since I'll see Pascual a day after this visit, the family decides to send a video message. The next day, when I see Pascual in detention, the video hits him hard. A minute passes before he can even speak. He notices his son's voice has grown deeper. He hasn't hugged his kids in months. Every visit, they're behind a window. Even if he's deported, he says, he thinks this protest will be worth it. Or at least, he says, there's nothing left to lose. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.